This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abayim. So, 2 in 1 day. Actually, 3 in 1 day. So, it's this way we go into the new year. We don't owe any Daf HaShavua. And Bez Hashem, Aser Semei Tshuva. We finish the Perek. And away we go. Daf Samach Testament Aleph. With your siyata d'shmaya, we'll get through this. Says the Holy Mishnah, Ha'ines, one who rapes a woman, v'hamafata, one who seduces a woman, v'hashoita, and a imbecile, loy poislin, they do not disqualify a woman. Meaning, if let's say she's a kohenes, and she's raped, she's seduced, or a shoita lives with her, she does not become pasul to ichuma, v'loy ma'achilin, and if they are koyhanim, they don't feed her chuma. If the oynes, if the mafate, if the shoita is a koyin, they don't feed her chuma. V'im einon ruyin lavai bi Yisrael. However, if they're psulin, basically, hare elu paislin, they would passel the woman from eating chuma. Namely, what? Namely, if they are psulin, they would exempt her from eating chuma. Because they would disqualify her. Because she became a chalal. Okay, Ketzad, what's the case? Haya Yisrael Shaba Abaskain. Yisrael lived with Abaskain. Toicha b'chuma. She could continue to eat chuma, even if he raped her, even if he seduced her. Says the Mishnah, Ibra, if Yisrael lived with Abaskain and she became pregnant, loy toicha b'chuma. She cannot eat chuma. Uber passels, because we darshan kinureha pratlum uberas. Okay, fine. So now this koyhenes lived with the Yisrael. Otherwise, she would not lose the ability to eat chuma. But she lived, if she became pregnant, she can no longer eat chuma. Nechtacha uber b'mayah, if the uber was cut up in her innards, toichal, she could eat chuma. Haya koyen, Shaba abas Yisrael. If a Kohen lived with a Bas Yisrael, loy toichal b'chuma, she cannot eat chuma, just because the Kohen lived with a Bas Yisrael, she cannot eat chuma. Ibra, if the Kohen lived with a Bas Yisrael and she became pregnant, loy toichal, she can't eat chuma. Yolda, but if she gave birth to a Kohenol, toichal. So the guy had relations with her, she can't eat. She became pregnant, she can't eat. Oh, but once she has a child, she can eat chuma. Nimsa koichai shel ben gadol mishel av. So it comes out, the strength of the son is greater than the father. Because the father's, the koyein, when he lived with her, he could not be meichel or b'chuma. But when the kid is created, he is able to be meichel or b'chuma. So the koich of the kid is greater than the koich of the father. Ha'eved poisel mishem biya. An Eved who merely has relations with a woman will disqualify the woman from eating chuma. Ve'enoi poisel mishum zara. However, an Eved will disqualify a woman through the bia, but will not disqualify the woman for being zara. In other words, sometimes a koyhenes whose husband died, she goes back and eats chuma unless she has descendants. If that descendant is an Eved, she would go back and eat chuma because the Eved is not considered a real descendant. That's not really considered a descendant. Ketzad, Bas Yisrael Akayin, the daughter of Yisrael to Akayin, or Bas Kayin Yisrael. V'yolde menu ben, they produced a son. V'halach haben, and that son went, whether it's the case of Bas Yisrael l'Koyin, or Bas Koyin l'Yisrael, and the son went, v'nichbash al ha-shivcha, and he lived with the shivcha, v'yaldei men ben, and they produced an Eved. Hareze Eved, kid's an Eved. Hoysa im aviv, if the mother of his father was Bas Yisrael l'Koyin, Bas Yisrael l'Koyin. So, if the mother of his father was a Bas Yisrael l'Koyin, and the Kohen died. Now normally, a Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, if her husband died, she could eat Truma of their descendants, but if the descendant is an Eved, she can't eat the Truma, because an Eved is not considered a valid descendant. Bas Kohen li Yisrael, but if it's the daughter of a priest to a Yisrael, Toichal b'Truma, she's allowed to eat Truma. A Bas Kohen li Yisrael, if she's the daughter of a Kohen to Yisrael, and now she's going to go back to her father's family, other than the fact that she produced an Eved, no, that's not considered seed, she could eat Truma. Next case. Mamzer poisel umachel. A mamzer disqualifies and feeds. How? Ketzad. Bas Yisrael a Kohen. Bas Yisrael to a Kohen. Ubas Kohen li Yisrael. V'yalda himenu bas. They produce a girl. V'hocha bas v'nisus le'ebra elev kacham. And the girl went ahead and married a slave or an idolater. V'yalda himenu ben. And this daughter, who lived with the guy or an Eved, produced a son, Hareza Mamzer. The kid's a Mamzer. Now, that's not so pasha. We don't usually say the kid would be a Mamzer, but we're going lefi the tzad that a Jewish lady who lives with an Eved or an Eved Kachavim produces a Mamzer. Hareza Mamzer. Haisa Eim Imai Bas Yisrael Lekayein. So now there's a Mamzer grandson. If the mother's mother was a Bas Yisrael Kohen, and the Kohen died, now this Bas Yisrael could only eat Truma if she has a descendant. She does! She has an Eidikol Mamzerul. This Mamzerul will be Machel, the Baba, Truma. You hear this? They ask the Baba, Nu, you have Nachas from your Eidikol? He says, not so much nachas, but at least I could eat good food because of the einikel. There's a new cookbook. It's called Good Food. So I had to call up the company that publishes it, because it also publishes some of my humble books. And as I'm waiting for the receptionist, the message said, good food, such an integral part of Jewish living. Oy, oy vai, right? Dr. Pinchas, that's not a good message. But anyway, she said, at least I have nachas from the mamzer, because I could eat truma because of the mamzer. Isn't that a pella? The kid's a mamzer, but the kid has a function. He's Michael the Baba, truma. Bas Koyen li Yisrael, it's the door of a coin to Yisrael, and her husband died, and she would be able to revert to eating truma if she didn't have descendants. Loitoichal b'truma. She can eat truma. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Vayter. So now, so comes out a mamzer. There's a good chicken. Oh. So, that's a big yisoid, by the way. But the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol pa'amim shu poisel. Sometimes the Kohen Gadol could pasel. Ketzad, listen to this. Bas Kohen li Yisrael. The daughter of a Kohen to Yisrael. V'yol dohimenu bas. They have a girl. V'alchabas is a kohen. The girl marries a kohen. V'yolda men a ben, and they have a kid. So the kid, the grandson of the kohenes, is a kohen. Harei's a royally as kohen gadol. He's fit to be a kohen gadol. Not just a oymed, he could be standing a mishamish al gamizech and servicing on the mizbeach. So this kohen gadol, his mother married a kohen. His mother was not a kohen, because his mother was the daughter of a Yisrael and a Kohenes. So the mother couldn't marry the Kohen. Why? On account of the Kohen Gadol. Machlas imay. But if the mother dies, and then the Yisrael dies, and the grandmother Kohenes wants to go back and eat Truma, she can't! Why can't the Kohenes eat Truma? Because Nebuch, she has a grandson who's a Kohen Gadol. And because she has a grandson who's a Kohen Gadol, she's still tied to the Yisrael husband. In other words, this grandson, Kohen Gadol, of the offspring, makes it, she can't break through, break away from her husband, who's the Yisrael. So sometimes a mamzer could be Michael saw a woman in Truma, and a Kohen Gadol passes a woman in Truma. Everything in life is relative. Zoy Soy Meres, this comes to say, Loi Bivnei Kohen Gadol, Shuhu Poslani Min HaTruma. There's an expression, better a mamzer who's Michael B'tshuma, then a Kohen Gadol who passels B'tshuma. That's a good expression, if I ever heard one. That is a whopper of an expression. Better a mamzer who could be Michael B'tshuma, than a Kohen Gadol that passels B'tshuma. Battery timeout. Okay. Here we go. Vayter in the Gemara. So far, so good. Tanina lahadu tana rabbanan. We learned in a Mishnah that which the rabbis taught. The rabbis taught shoyt v'katan, shoyt and a katan, shenasu nashim, that they married women, umesu, and then they die, nishosem toras min chalitza v'nei yibam. Their wives are exempt from chalitza and yibam. So what do we see from here? That a shoita and a katan that married nashim and they died, their wives are pater from chalitza and from yibam. That's similar to what the Mishnah said at its very outset, that hashoita doesn't passel. A shoita does not passel a woman, even if he married her. In other words, let's say a woman is a kohenes and she marries a shoita, she could continue to eat truma because this is not considered a valid marriage. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, let us continue. Ketzad haya Yisrael shaba abas kohen. If a Yisrael rapes a bas kohen, tocha b'chum she eat truma. Ibra, but if she becomes pregnant, loy toichal, she can't eat. You hear this? Yisrael that raped a bas koyin, she could eat truma. If she became pregnant, loy toichal, she can't eat. Why? We darshan it, benureha. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Ki van de ibra loy toichal, if when she becomes pregnant, she can't eat truma, then once she's raped, she shouldn't be able to eat truma because maybe she's pregnant. Lecha shema ibra, shouldn't we be concerned? Maybe she's pregnant. Miloy tnan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? We had this Mishnah, I'm embarrassed to say, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, 36 weeks ago, almost a year ago. We learned this Mishnah. I'm sure it's fresh in your mind. Basically, remember the case? You have two women that married two guys. They did Kiddushin, and they got mixed up at the chuppah. And it could be they had relations with the wrong guy. So each one lived with an Eishes Ish. Each guy lived with an Eishes Ish. So what do? Mafrishin oisam gimel chadashim. We have to separate them for 3 months. Why? Because shema me'ubarais. Maybe they're pregnant. After one bia, maybe they're pregnant? Are we really concerned after one bia? Maybe, yeah! From here we see, we have to be concerned after one bia, maybe they're pregnant. So why don't we say the same thing in our Mishnah, that if the woman was raped, she can't eat chuma because maybe she's pregnant? Amar, Rabba Bar Rav Huna, liyuchsin chashashu lechuma lai chashashu. When it comes to lineage, where in case the guy lived with the wrong woman, the child's a mamzer, so therefore we don't use chazakos and we have to be concerned maybe they're pregnant. But when it comes to truma, where she is a kohenes and she's bechezkas eating truma, so then we're going to leave her in that chazaka and not say maybe she's pregnant. Says the Gemara, ula truma lechachishu, we're not choshesh when it comes to truma. We're not choshesh, maybe she's pregnant when it comes to truma. Beha Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Hareza gitech sha'achas kaidem lemisasi. Let's say a guy says to a woman, here is your divorce. One moment before my death, asura lecha b'truma miyad. She's asur to eat truma immediately. We learned in a brisa, if you say to a woman, a koyein who's married to Yisraelis, here is your get, and the get should take effect a moment before I die, she can't eat truma immediately. Why? Because maybe he'll die, and he'll die now, and the get will be chal an hour before, and she'll have eaten truma b'isser. That means we're concerned. Right? Rashi says, every moment we say, maybe he'll die. So we see that we aser truma misafek. So that means by truma we're worried maybe he'll die. So you say maybe worried somebody will die, but we're not worried maybe someone will become pregnant. But bottom line is the Gemara seems to learn from here that for truma we're choshesh. So when we asked the seer originally, why is it in our Mishnah we are not choshesh that maybe she's pregnant? We know by truma we are choshesh, and don't say we're only choshesh by yuchsin because we know we're choshesh by truma also. Ela Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, "Benesuin chashashu." We're choshesh by marriage. If men mixed up their wives when they entered l'chupa, were choshesh, maybe they became pregnant. Beznus loy chashashu. We're not choshesh by znus. If a man was mezana with a woman, we're not choshesh, maybe she's pregnant. Because when a man marries a woman, yeah, we're choshesh that they are going to try to become pregnant because they want to have children. But when a man is mezana with a woman, we're not choshesh, maybe she'll become pregnant because she'll do everything in her capacity not to. She'll turn herself over, make sure the zera doesn't fertilize. So right now we're saying, by znos in the Mishnah, if a man rapes a woman, we're not worried maybe she's pregnant. If a man marries a woman, then we're worried. Says the Gemara, uvenesuin mi chashashu, are we concerned by marriage? Vatanya, bas koyein shenisses li Yisrael, the daughter of a koyein who marries Yisrael, umes, and the Yisrael dies, toivela, she goes to the mikvah, vaycheles betrumal erevan, she could eat truma in the evening. Maybe she's pregnant. So we see by nesuin, we're not choshesh. We see by nesuin, we're not choshesh, because she could eat truma. But maybe this kohenis is pregnant. We see by truma, we're not choshesh. Says the Gemara, really, by truma, right, in other words, we see by nesuin we are not choshesh. Amar of Chizda, toiveles vaycheles ad arba'im. Really, we're choshesh. Really, we're choshesh by nesuin. Why over here in this brisa bas koin shenisses liyisrael umeis toiveles vaycheles v'tshuma? So the answer, she could only go to the mikvah and eat tshuma for 40 days. Why? If she's not pregnant, she's not pregnant. Anyway, for the first 40 days, the fetus is not considered a child, and it's not a viable child, and the fetus, the embryo, is not viable for 40 days. That's what it means. She could be toivel. Maybe she's pregnant. Right, maybe she's pregnant, but there's no halachic significance to the pregnancy for the first 40 days. Amar le Abaye said, if that's the case, yihachi ema seifa, tell me the seifa, hukar ubra b'meyah, if her pregnancy is recognizable, then tehe mikolkeles l'mafreya. she will become ruined retroactively to pay for the truma that she ate, Karen and the Chomesh. It's because it comes out that she was a Bas Kayin, but she was not entitled to eat truma. She was a Zara. What do you mean she was corrupt? But the pregnancy is not viable for 40 days. Says the Gemara, "My mikukelas ad arba'im." It's corrupt, meaning it goes back that if she was pregnant, then she becomes ruined and she has to pay for all the eating she did after the 40 days, up until the 40-day period. We go back until it's 40 days of the Vlad's life. But before that, that's not considered a viable pregnancy. New sugya. Itmar. This is a wild sugya. Itmar. We learned. Haba ala rusas veischamev. One who lives with his, with the woman he did kiddushin to in his father-in-law's house. Rav Omer HaVlad Mamzer. Rav says the Vlad's a Mamzer. You know why? Because we assume he wasn't the one who lived with her. We assume she lived with someone else. He says he lived with her. We say no, someone else lived with her. Ushmuel Omer HaVlad Shesuki. Shmuel says the Vlad's a Suffolk Mamzer. Amar Rava, Rava said, Mestabra milsei de Rav. It's Mestabra that when Rav says the Vlad's a Mamzer, the Daima Meyama, where we suspect that she lived with others. Because other children, we say you probably lived with the husband. But as an Arusa, where it's not so compelling that she lived with the husband, and she's suspected from the world, it's almost a vadai that the Vlad is a mamzer. So Rava says, Mestaba, Rav only said it when she's suspected from the world. Avaloi daima meyama, if she's not suspected from the world, basra didei sheninan. We assume the Arus lived with her. Amar Rava, Rava said, mina aminola. How do I know that Rav only said the Vlad's a mamzer when it's daima meyama? Diktani, because the Mishnah said, yolda, that if a woman who is a bas Yisrael, shenises l'kayin, Toichal. It says Anuso Mafuta of a Bas Israel to a Koyen, she can eat Truma. Think about it. Yisrael. Right, Koyin Shaba Bas Yisrael Yolda Toichal B'Truma. The Mishnah says that a Koyin who lived with a Bas Yisrael and then she had a child, she could eat Truma. Hey Chidami, what's the case? What's the case that if the Koyin lived with her and then she has a child, she could eat Truma? Ilei Medadayim Alma. If she's suspected from the world, yolda amai taichel. Just because she gave birth, why could she eat truma? The child's probably not from him. So why could she eat truma? Elalav mine daima. V'loy daima me'alma. Must be the cases. She's suspected from him. And she's not suspected from the world. So she's suspected from him. And she's not suspected from the world. Now, in this case, she's suspected from him, she's not suspected from the world, and we say, wait a second, she's usher to him, because he's stam a guy, and she's usher to the world, and we say, it's from him, hacha here, de lahai yisura, lahai atera, loy koshikain. In other words, in a case where she's suspected of him and not the world, even though they're both us, or we say it was him. In this case, let's say in Rava's case, Aros Haba Rusasa, the Lahai Yisura, Lahai Atera, that to the rest of the world, she's us, and to this guy, she's Mutter, Loi Koshikain. So certainly the case of Aros to an Arusa to the Aros, that she's mutter to him and she's also to the world, in a situation where she's suspected just of him, we should say it was him. In other words, Rava says, it's mistaber that Rav only said his din, that the child is a mamzer in a case where she's suspected by the world. Because if she's just suspected of him, we for sure follow him. Because it says that if a man raped a woman and she had a child, she could eat truma. Now that has to be she's suspected from him. Even though she's usher to him, we say it's from him. Certainly by the Aros, if she's suspected from him and not the world, we should say it's from him. It must be that we don't say it's from him, is because she's Daima Me'alma. But Abai says, no. Amalei Abai lo'olam emlecha kol hechad daima minei afagav deloi daima ma'alma. Anytime she's suspected from him, even though she's not suspected from the world, Rav said the Vlad Zamam. So you know why? Because we say that if she was mafka herself to the Aros improperly, then likely she was mafka herself to others. If that's the case, that if she's mafka herself to Aros, she's mafka herself to the world, then why in the Mishnah, do we say that if a man raped her and they had a child, she could eat truma, chances are that she could have lived with anybody? The answer is we're talking about a limited situation. The Mishnah we're talking about, they're both locked up in jail. They're the only ones in jail. And therefore, if she's pregnant, it must have been from him. And that's why she could eat truma. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, I have a lot of hakaras hatov for you that you got me this far in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us continued Siyata Deshmaya to forge ahead in this amazing Masechta, and wishing you all a Gaben Shtiyar, Ksiv Chsimah Toiva. Thank you for joining, and look forward to seeing you, Bez Hashem, next week. Kaventiar, Kaltov. Bye bye. See you, Simataiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.